A conservative think tank says it now has the names of 30,000 in-home caregivers paid by Washington State. The Freedom Foundation got the list in a court decision following a two-year legal battle. Members of the Olympia-based group say they want to send out mailers letting caregivers know they can leave their union if they want. A 2014 U.S. Supreme Court decision gave that choice to members of the Service Employees International Union. Maxford Nelson is director of labor policy for the Freedom Foundation. He says the think tank isn't ready to send out mailers yet. The list of caregivers is outdated at this point, and birth dates would help match the names to mailing addresses.
Because we have a two-year-old list without birth dates, it's still not quite to the point of being usable, but a big step closer and definitely the right legal outcome and good precedent.
Nelson says he's asking the state for an updated list. His group is in a separate legal battle over whether the birth dates should be public. This week's release is a blow to the Service Employees International Union 775, which fought for 2 years to stop the release of the names. Washington State Supreme Court justices declined this week to consider an appeal by the union. The list of names is at the center of a ballot initiative this election. The union is funding Initiative 1501, which would exempt caregivers' personal information from the state's public records law. The Freedom Foundation is continuing to fight the measure.